There we go.
Two of the gangs from the east side, I didn't know them. I didn't know them at all. And they were just trying to figure out what was the, what territory they could take over, because the east siders, they have their own section, and you cross that line, they'll start shooting or they start fighting. The kid that stabbed me right here, he's one of the leaders, but he doesn't like people coming around me, you know. And so I was like, well, maybe if I butt in there and ask him what's going on with that other gang. And he said, Sonny, you need to get away from here because these gangs are after you. I was like, what? I said, I don't even know those guys. And he goes, they know you, but they're here to hurt you. So you better, where did Kerry go? You better go, because if you don't go, they're gonna kill you. I said, so you're defending me? He goes, yeah, man. You take care of us. You and Blue Mustang bring us food. Like, we're not gonna let nothing happen to you. I said, get behind us. I said, man. So by that time, those two gangs were right by here to the wall. Like, they were right here. They said, you're Sonny? I go, yeah, man. He goes, well, we came here to kill you, man. We got paid to do that. You better stop telling people, just better stop telling gangs about Jesus Christ. I don't want to hear anything about Jesus right now. I said, well, you're the one that's talking a lot about Jesus right now, man. He goes, I know, but I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I said, okay, well, let me pray for you guys before you do anything else. And the gang behind me that knew me all started taking their caps off to pray. They never done that before. And I'm like, so then the gangs in front of me were like, okay, man, we'll let you pray, but don't tell us anymore about Jesus. I said, okay. So I started praying for them that God would protect them and love them, and that God would love their families and protect their families and comfort them and let them know that that their boys are okay and that they still love them and they want them back home. And then I started peeking at the gangs that were in front of me, and some of them started crying. And I was like, and the Lord says, gotta keep praying, just keep praying. And then I was like, Lord, I pray for all their grandparents. And then I just started naming families, you know, grandparents, their brothers and sisters and uncles and aunts and mom and dads and their nephews and nieces and whoever, Lord, whoever needs prayer, bless them, heal their bodies and protect them. In Jesus' holy name, amen. And as soon as I said amen, the leader in the front goes, Sonny, does God really forgive our sins, man? Because I've committed a lot of sins. I don't think God's gonna like me, man, because I've done a lot of bad things. I said, well, if you ask for forgiveness, our King will forgive you, and then he'll forget all your sins, man. He's not gonna hold them against you. He goes, you know what? You were praying for my mom and dad like you know them. He goes, I wanna go home. The leader said that. I didn't even know him. But see, when you pray before your enemy, and they wanna hurt you, they wanna kill you, and you pray for them first, God shifts those hearts. Because there's no way. How can somebody say, I want to kill you? Most reaction of anybody will say, I'm going to run. Or they beg for their lives. Instead, God says, pray for them. You don't have to run. You know, just trust me. Excuse me. And then he said, I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want to go home. I don't want to do this anymore. And I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to kill you, man. I want to accept Jesus in my heart. And all the other gang members are like, that means we're not a gang anymore? Like, no. All right, you guys can. I'm not. I'm going to go home. And the other one's like, well, I'm going to call my mom and dad, see if they'll take me back. And so both gangs that were in front of me, that when I got there, they were holding pistols on me, and then they put them away. I prayed for them. And then they started giving their hearts to God. I hadn't even read a scripture yet. I prayed with them.
Yeah.
So then I did read scriptures to them. I read Jeremiah 29:11, and I read John 3:16 to them, John 14:6. I needed them to understand. And then I read Matthew 6:33 to them. You guys seek his kingdom first, man. That's his heart. That's where it is. And these boys, some of them even knew scriptures, but they ran away from home because they were, their parents were too strict, so they ran. But some of them were crying during the prayer time. 10 minutes before that, they were holding pistols on them. See, the power of prayer is where it's at. And so when they started giving their hearts to the Lord, then they started calling their parents and they started showing up. The gang behind me, they never stepped forward to accept Jesus when I was praying for the other ones. But as soon as all the other ones got saved, the gang behind me that I've been ministering to for 2 years now, this is the second summer, they came up and they said, Sonny, after seeing this, like, we want to go home too, man. But we want our hearts to be right with God too, like those guys. So they accepted Christ. Three gangs. Total of 119 guys in three gangs. And then all these parents started coming, and that park was getting pretty full. All the families were coming. And the ones that weren't Christian, they came up crying, like, this is a miracle. My nephew's giving his heart to God, that's a miracle. I want the same thing. If God can do a miracle with my nephew or my son or my grandson, I want, you know what? It's time for me to change my life. I can't tell you how many got saved. The park was getting packed with all these families coming. And the three leaders came forward and they told me, you know what? If I've done anything wrong to you, Sonny, I'm sorry. Because you said we have to ask for forgiveness of all our sins. Well, we mistreated you pretty bad sometimes, so that was the leader that I knew, you know. And so it's like, but to see him come to Christ, so I ended up being there like 4 hours just with them and their families, because they wouldn't leave, because I was praying with all of them. It was the most beautiful sight ever. Like, it's easy to run away when somebody's aiming pistols at you, but to stand there and show them the love of Christ, no matter what, and they start putting their weapons away, that's a miracle. That prayer that you prayed, Blue Mustang, on me, that they put their weapons away, God has heard that prayer, because they do that. I can't even tell you the last time I got hit with a baseball bat or clubs or stabbed. I can't tell you the last time. It's just been a blessing not to get hurt. My body is healing up. I praise God for that. So today I'm going to go and minister to two gangs. I don't know them either. So
I can see God. Well, it took you long enough.
Yeah, it took you long enough. What do you think? But the thing is, how many times do we walk by people? Like I was going to tell you. God put Blue Mustang's heart to get pizza for those guys. Those homeless guys in Greeley. But God said, no, keep walking. Just keep walking. He put it in his heart to keep walking.
Yeah.
So then the same time that he was thinking, giving him pizza, God woke me up and said, hey, you got to get up and go to Greenland and take pizza. So see, he knew that Blue Mustang wasn't supposed to go over there.
Yeah.
Because that guy with the knife would have hurt him. Because he wasn't supposed to go in into that part of the building where those guys were. God put it in his heart to get a pizza, well then God relayed that to me, to get the pizza and then go minister to him. Because I took blankets, pillows, clothing, deodorant, you know, toothbrushes to him. But God gets the victory for that.
Yeah.
But, see, I never got hurt. And Blue Mustang never got hurt. So that's when God relayed that to me. Sometimes we're not supposed to be in places where it's dangerous. You know, God still protected you. You never went over there to talk to him. So see how God worked there?
Plus, I was walking by him all over the place, even I didn't see him when I walked by.
Yeah. Those guys in that casino, they were crazy. Literally. They were. But they let me pray for him.
Yeah.
And they said, well, I still haven't seen that homeless guy. Maybe he'll walk by here again. You know, they were talking about you. They thought you were homeless. But I was like, no, you probably won't see him here again, man. I said, because God sent him here to deliver a message to God, and God sent it to me to bring you pizza. That's why he was here. You know, was he an angel or something? I said, well, we still haven't got our wings yet, man, but pretty soon.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay. Who else prays for you, Esa? And I said, a guy named Terry Bird. He goes, is he related to Big Bird? I go, yeah, man, that's his big brother. No way, does he have feathers too? Mm-hmm. And that was so funny. Those guys made me laugh so much. Mm-hmm. See, that's how God works. That's what he does. Some of us are called into the battlefield. Some of us are called to sit on the sidelines to pray. The power of prayer is where it's at. I can't go to the places I go without prayer, because that's dangerous. Yeah, not so good.